Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Lincoln.
Hey, so we're back.
How many times have we fucking said that?
Hey, for real this time. So, okay, a couple things before we go into this episode. I think we owe people an explanation for some stuff. It was a wild year.
It was a shit year.
We had a lot of stuff happen. We did not quit. I saw people asking if we quit.
No, didn't quit.
Didn't quit.
We just haven't seen each other in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
A long fucking time.
It's been weird.
Spoiler, we're going to talk about Overlord in this episode. This is the last time we went to the theater together. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Aquaman,
yeah.
But that you could see the break there. There's several months there.
It was a big break. It was just Kyle had a lot of personal stuff going on.
Yeah. And Lincoln's a bitch.
I had a lot of like work bitch personal stuff happen.
Just bitch stuff.
But we're back. We're actually everything is settled now. We are.
Don't fucking say that.
For the most part, we have settled.
As of for this day, today is pretty settled.
Today we have settled to where we don't have a million fucking things happening to where we can't do anything.
And I also want to say, if you hear the heater in the background, it's fucking below zero here right now.
Yeah, so
I'm not turning that shit
off.
This
will let you know when we're recording. We're in the cold snap freeze. Where right now it's -10 outside.
Yeah, so if you hear the heater, just fucking deal with it.
Sorry.
We usually turn it off. No.
So with that being said, it's a new year. New year, new us. We're going to talk about the movies that we did in fact see for 2018.
Yeah, and I would imagine that we will probably have more of these throughout the year.
Yeah, there's still stuff.
There's still like 20 fucking movies we really want to watch from last year.
And then, oh, also another thing, we basically just took January off as a refresher and because I didn't want to fucking see anything in theaters during January.
We are going to watch Glass.
Yeah, but I'm not paying for it.
And I'm putting it out right now. We're watching Dog's Way Home.
Of course we're going to watch that movie. It's going to be sick.
Is it? Really?
It's going to be good.
So is this catch-up 3 for 2018?
I believe so. Also, sorry if we're echoey. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care. Let's deal with it right now.
We're back. We're getting in the groove.
We're instead of being in the heater, we're sitting in the living room right now. We've made a makeshift studio. So
yeah, because I don't want to die.
Yeah, don't want to die. Well, I kind of wanted you to die.
So I watched some movies. I actually watched a lot more movies than you did.
I'm Kevin Smith now.
So the first movie I want to talk about is one that I have been dying to talk to you about.
We don't do porn, dude.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to go to my second one. I saw Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. I wasn't going to watch this movie.
Why? Everybody said it's amazing.
Well, I wasn't going to.
Oh, because you're a little, you're a needy comic book bitch.
Well, no, I wasn't going to watch it because I've been so disenfranchised by all superhero stuff that at this point, it's like, I don't want to do it.
You loved Homecoming.
I don't want to do it. Huh?
You loved Homecoming.
I didn't love it.
You loved it.
I thought it was good, but
you said
I did not say that I loved it.
You did.
Did I really say that I loved it? Well, I didn't love it.
Yeah, you love it like you love Post Malone.
I didn't say, no, that's not even what happened. But I love this movie like I love Post Malone.
You know, speaking of Post Malone, you look like Post Malone. If you had shitty like face tattoos, you would be Post Malone.
You know,
I'm trying to sucker you in right now.
I got told.
You going to be an asshole again?
Well, no, because I got told that. Did I tell you about that like 2 years ago?
That you look like Post Malone?
Yeah.
Nobody was talking about him 2 years ago.
Yes, they were. That was when fucking, whatever's on, it's on fire, blah, blah, blah. So that song came out.
Okay.
All right, so I watched Spider-Verse. Kyle, this movie is fucking incredible. Like, literally, I'm telling you my score right now, I'm giving it a 10.
Okay.
It is fucking incredible. And it's not even, I could not believe the same, spoiler for a movie that I'm going to talk about later, Winchester, of how I could not believe.
You've already talked about Winchester.
I know, but in our fucking bottom five, it made my bottom five.
That's another episode.
I know, we're giving a teaser.
Jesus Christ.
It's a teaser for it.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
I could not believe how incredible it continued to be throughout the movie. Like, where I sat there, just with my hands on my head, because this movie was so good. Kyle, it's seriously, like, I don't know what else to say. It's fucking insane how great this movie was.
The insane thing I know about the movie is Sony's trying to copyright the art style so that no one else can do it.
That kind of sucks.
I know.
I guess I get it, though, because that's one of the most breathtaking parts of the movie.
It's ridiculous, though. I don't know if they can do that.
I don't know if they can either. People try to do that shit all the time anyway. No. Kyle, listen to me. You have to watch this. It is one of the best animated films I've ever seen.
When we finish Corner Gas.
Oh my God.
Sorry for social media, all the Corner Gas stuff. I'm kind of obsessed right now.
I loved it. I loved everything about it because it felt like I was just watching a comic book happen. And I don't normally get that like giddy, like I'm a kid feeling from like certain things of media. I felt like I was fucking seven reading Spider-Man comics again. It was amazing. And it had my favorite Spider-Man, which is Miles from Ultimate Spider-Man. Everybody can suck my balls because he's my favorite.
Nobody's sucking your balls.
I was so happy when I watched this movie.
God, you little fucking kid.
I know. It made me a kid again. Jesus. It's insane.
You still are a kid.
It just, I don't know. It fucking blew me away. I was not expecting to like literally be blown away by the movie.
I've heard one person not like it.
It was everything about it was just perfect. And it was made with so much like actual care and love for Spider-Man and just everything that came with the character and all of the great nods to things in the past. And all the performances were fantastic. Like Nicolas Cage plays Spider-Man Noir and it's very funny. And I don't know. Like, I can't gush about it more. I didn't expect it. It completely took me off guard that I was going to love it as much as I did.
Okay.
I fucking loved this movie. I already... ready to make fun of me, Kyle? I already pre-ordered, like, the 4K.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you cried.
No, I didn't cry for it. There's nothing really to cry.
Cried at Planet of the Apes.
Well, yeah, but there's the whole thing. There is actually... there's a moment in the movie. I'm not going to spoil what it is because I do want you to watch it.
You know I probably won't watch it.
But there's real stakes to things that happen, and there's actual great characterization and emotion that happens to where there's a character that dies, and it is very sad, and it is very good because it's an emotional... Uncle Ben? Huh? No. I mean, it kind of is like an Uncle Ben moment, I guess, but yeah, it's funny. It looks amazing. The soundtrack is incredible, the way that they incorporated the soundtrack throughout it. I think that the story was great. Everything worked. I can't praise it enough. I hope that... I would rather this be what they fucking do with Avengers now.
They won't.
I know they're not going to, but why can't Marvel Studios make these kinds of movies? It's insane.
Why would they? They're making billions of dollars. God.
I don't know. This made really great money. I'm so happy. I know that there's supposedly going to be a sequel. I can't wait. God damn. It's so good.
Well, the movie I was going to talk about, you literally said everything that I would have said.
Rock Dog?
But I'm curious about your thoughts as well, because you also saw Aquaman.
Yeah, so we watched Aquaman.
Fuck off with Aquaman.
Did you really not like it that much?
I hated it.
Did you really hate it?
Yeah.
See, I didn't hate it.
The main thing I hate about it, Jason Momoa. Motherfucker can't act.
All right.
He cannot act.
That is the hardest part of it, is that he's not.
We always joked that it should have been Roman Reigns. It should have been fucking Roman Reigns.
I think that he worked. So Aquaman worked, though, in Batman vs. Superman.
Justice League.
And Justice League because, and it's kind of like Roman Reigns, how, you know, he was just like the stoic badass guy in the corner.
With his shirt off. He didn't have that much dialogue.
But then in Aquaman, it's like...
he talks a lot.
Well, yeah, he has to carry the movie, and he has no fucking chemistry with the main romance, Mera.
I never once believed that it wasn't a guy that memorized lines.
None of his mannerisms came off as being, like, authentic.
No, and every time I say this, people go, that's not why they cast him. It's a movie.
Why the fuck did they cast him?
Because he's hot.
Yeah, but it's not fucking 2006. You can't do that with Twilight. It's no teeny boppers wanting to jerk off to Aquaman.
I bet there is.
Well, maybe there is, because it's Jason Momoa. But what the fuck did he even do before Aquaman? Like, he was Khal Drogo in Game of Thrones. What else did he
do?
That's
it, that I know of.
That's it?
He can't act. He should have went to acting class. That's why I hated the movie. The CGI was really fucking bad, too.
Well, for part of it.
The beginning
was rough.
With Nicole Kidman's fight?
Yeah.
It was great. I like Nicole Kidman in it.
Did you really?
Great. It's Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, but I didn't think her performance was anything special.
It was one of the better ones.
See, because the thing
no is performance that, stood out.
No, I mean, the one that I liked was Ocean Master.
Oh.
Was that his name?
I don't, yeah. He
Black was Manta was great.
Black Manta was pointless.
Well, yeah, but I mean, at least the characterization.
Why was Black Manta in the movie?
Because they got to set up for fucking Aquaman 3, Return to the Sea.
You just do an after credit sequence with Black Manta.
Aquaman 2, The Reef's Revenge. Aquaman 3, Return to the Deep.
And I think Aquaman was just kind of boring. There wasn't a lot of super... I mean, there was some superhero-y stuff, but for the most part, it was like a political conflict. Is that what people want in their Aquaman movie? They're trying to build the wall between all the fucking little underwater kingdoms?
I didn't hate Aquaman, but I definitely didn't like it.
Oh, I hated it.
The parts of it that I really liked were... the end, like, bizarre fucking Lord of the Rings battle that was kind of awesome.
That was okay.
And I really liked the last fight between Ocean Master and Aquaman. I thought that was really well done.
The rest of the movie wasn't. They went to Dinosaur Island but never acknowledge it.
Yeah, that shit was way too...
little inside joke, I guess, that would make no fucking sense if you didn't know comics.
That and just the whole, like... escapades.
He looked cool in the suit at the end.
Well, Aquaman? Yeah, I mean, everything visually about it I thought was great. I think the costuming, I think that just how things looked.
I never believed they were actually underwater. I thought
that's fucking hard to do.
They have a scene where they're actually in a pool.
Why didn't they just tint the screen blue and then just, that's
like it. The swimming, it just didn't look natural.
Thought the weird... what the fuck is with all these movies that do like a ceremonial combat thing that's in like
because it worked in Black Panther.
Is that it? Is that yeah. the only reason why
people like Black Panther and they like Thor Ragnarok? So
oh, does that happen in Thor? I still haven't
there's
seen
like
Thor.
An arena battle.
Oh, that's
in the
right.
trailer.
I haven't seen it yet.
I haven't either, but we all have seen that trailer.
When
he fights Hulk.
When I got my 4K TV, I was trying to go out
and fucking
rent
brag
it.
About it. I got one too.
You have one too.
Yeah, you don't see me fucking just sitting here and stroking my own dick about it, do you?
When I bought my deluxe 4K beautiful TV that I paid for with my platinum credit card.
Just because it's silver doesn't mean it's platinum.
I wanted to watch it and because my mom and I wanted to see it, but they didn't fucking have it at any of the rental places. I wasn't about to buy it on Amazon. So I still haven't seen it yet.
Okay, I haven't either. I probably won't. I just don't care.
Yeah. I don't know. So Aquaman is just Aquaman. Boring. Two. Yeah, it was just boring. But the third act.
Giving
good.
It a two? You said it wasn't that bad and you gave it a two.
No.
I said, what do you want to give it? And you go, two.
Oh, sorry. No, I was building on that Aquaman is kind of boring, but I thought visually it was pleasing.
Too long.
It's a great movie to watch on like 2x speed.
See, I disagree with the visuals. I thought the visuals were really bad.
See, I like the visuals.
I thought the plot went nowhere.
Especially the plot with his fucking mom.
Or the plot with Black Manta.
Plot with the plot. Hey, but Oshmaster is cool.
He's a good actor.
He is a good actor.
I just didn't enjoy it. And Jason Momoa can't fucking act.
What are you going to give it?
Because of Jason Momoa, I'm giving it a 3. Because he can't fucking act.
I am going to give it...
I hope he hears this. You can't act Jason Momoa.
A 5.25.
Okay, you're wrong.
While I didn't hate it, I didn't necessarily enjoy it that much. However,
it was not an enjoyable experience sitting through that movie.
I didn't hate that I watched it.
I do. I wish we would have watched Bumblebee instead.
Hey, I want to talk about a movie that I watched for... I want to talk about it for 30 seconds. I saw Rampage.
Okay.
But I didn't really see Rampage because I fell asleep during Rampage.
So did you watch it or not?
It sucked. It sucked, Kyle.
How much of it did you actually see?
35 minutes of it.
But you can't say you watched it.
I watched Rampage. It sucked. I don't need to know anything more. I can guess what the ending was by there.
Okay.
2 out of 5.
2 out of 5?
Or wait, 2 out of 10. Not 2 out of 5.
It's like you can't
That's
do
way
that.
Too high.
You're throwing off the entire thing.
Rampage gets a 2.
Okay. Wow, that was quick. All right. I'll talk about a documentary I watched really quick. It's called The Perfect Bid. I don't know if you've heard about it.
Is it about eBay?
It's about The Price is Right. It was a guy that became obsessed with it, and he started memorizing the prices because he realized they replayed thing. And they set it up like he's the one that cheated. Not true. He would call out the things to people, and he was a regular, and all the hosts knew him. But he called it out to this guy, and the guy actually put down the exact bid, and he got it right. The exact bid in the final thing, which had never happened. So now they, like, change up the prices and stuff. But it was really interesting if you like math and game shows. The guy seemed like a cool dude that didn't cheat. He just noticed a pattern in the show. And he did spreadsheets and all this stuff to memorize them through the
Wasn't
years.
Wasn't that like the...
The kind of depress your luck thing?
Yeah, that guy.
So they cheated? It's like, no, he just watched the show and realized Price is Right. They just repeat the shit. So he'd remember them. I guess now what he would remember all the details. Like, they might have the same car, but it has different features.
Mm-hmm.
So he knew that shit. So now they don't list the features on stuff so that people can't do that.
Well, how much did he make?
He didn't make anything.
So he helped...
He helped a random guy that was on stage win.
So what was the point of him memorizing it then?
Well, in case he ever got on.
Oh,
and he did once, okay. And he won. But they, like, knew him, and the Bob Barker, when he was the host, he would be like, oh, there's, well, I forget his name. Oh, Theodore. Oh, Theodore's here. He knows all the prices. Like, it was a thing. And then the guy won it on Drew Carey, and then Drew Carey's like, fuck these cheating motherfuckers. I used to be fat. Blah, 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 blah. And he's all angry about it. It's like, don't be angry. It's really interesting. It's on Amazon. I enjoyed it. It's a documentary. I don't really want to give it a score, but. I mean, I will.
Have we ever given scores to documentaries?
Yeah, because I put them on the letterbox.com/WJW podcast. I don't know if that's how Letterbox works, but we're on there.
I think it's letterbox.com/user/WJW podcast.
Whatever. WJW podcast on fucking Letterbox. It's a cool website. I'll give it a 6, though. 6.5. Because I did really enjoy it. I enjoy game shows.
Well, did you like the premise about it more than the actual...
Yeah, because it's like mathematics and memorization.
And yeah.
And but it wasn't like he was super uber smart. It was just a guy that loved the show.
Mm-hmm.
So he wasn't going out to cheat. He was going out to help people win prizes. And I thought it was really neat. He had been to like 60 tapings or some shit. It's really interesting. And he's a cool dude. He seemed like a really down-to-earth, nice fella. And Bob Barker gets interviewed in it. So
is Bob Barker dead?
He looked dead.
But is he dead?
He looked dead.
Well, I watched a documentary too, Kyle. I watched the Jim and Andy documentary.
Okay.
The one about Jim Carrey and Andy Kaufman.
Yeah.
I thought it was wonderful.
Is Jerry Lawler in it?
He is.
Of course.
Of course he is. It's really interesting because it kind of delves into the true insanity that happened during the filming of Man on the Moon. Because with that movie, Jim Carrey method act transformed himself into Andy Kaufman to the point...
Did he beat up women?
No. I think the reason why I really liked the documentary was because it wasn't just a straightforward, here's the crazy things that happen on set, here's Jim Carrey being crazy. It's interviewing Jim Carrey, it's kind of like a mini biography about him, and then it kind of delves into Jim Carrey's like spiritual and like esoteric ideals of embodying Andy Kaufman, to the point of, in the documentary, talking about Jim Carrey essentially being a vessel for Andy Kaufman's spirit to talk to his children.
Andy Kaufman's not dead.
Oh my God. Do you know...
Don't believe the fake news link and Andy Kaufman's alive.
The amount of people that really still believe that?
Yes.
It's shocking.
No, he's fucking dead. Yeah.
Andy Kaufman is dead. As much as I would, I don't like that he's dead because I love Andy Kaufman.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
It is very heartfelt. It is funny. And it is interesting. And I really recommend it. But the thing is that I really can't... The only way that I would really recommend it, though, because it's not really a documentary for everybody, because I think if you don't know who Andy Kaufman is and you don't like Andy Kaufman...
Well, why would you watch it?
Why would you watch it, first of all? But then if you watch it, you have no fucking idea what's happening.
It'd be like Bohemian Rhapsody when I say, if you like Queen, you'll like the movie.
Yeah. And it's just interesting because I have idolized Andy Kaufman and Jim Carrey. And so it's just a 1-2 punch of me loving it. And it's great. I'm glad that Jim Carrey's doing better now because he talks about, you know, mentally. He's still kind of out there, but, you know.
Well, he's always been out there.
He's always been out there.
Now he's out there with his art.
Yeah.
His paintings and whatnot.
I thought it was great. 8 out of 10. I loved it. I thought it was really heartfelt, and I thought it was really cool to see all of the footage that they tried to bury from there. Because there's some shit gets rough, because Jim was so committed to being Andy Kaufman that there was many times where he should probably have stepped out of character because things were escalating, but he didn't. And he just kept going because Jerry Lawler was going to like fight Jim Carrey.
Jerry Lawler just wanted to be relevant again for something other than, you know, I'm not going to say it. Jerry Lawler might actually listen to this.
Jerry Lawler listens to us?
He might.
How can you do that when he's beating women? Does he have time between beating women?
Oh, you're going with that. I was going with the little kid thing.
There's a little kid thing with Jerry Lawler?
He was accused of raping a 12-year-old.
Jerry the King Lawler?
You didn't know that?
No.
How did you not know that?
I actually did not know that. And like, when did that fucking happen?
Oh, it was years ago. Like in Memphis Wrestling, one of his guys like did a shoot interview on TV and called him a child rapist.
Oh.
Yeah.
So anyways, Kyle, what movie did you see?
I also watched Black Klansman. It's something we really wanted to see. I don't know how I feel about it still to this day. Tonally, I think it was way off. I don't know if you've seen it yet. It's a Spike Lee movie, which I've never been a huge fan of his work or some of his visual stuff. You know, like the people floating down the hallway shit. He does that in this. They make the KKK seem more bumbling, and it's a comedy of a very serious thing. So I think, tonally, it's just all over. Adam Driver's fucking great. The acting in it is great. But I think sometimes he hammers home the moral of the movie is what happened back then is very reminiscent of what's happening now.
Yeah.
But they hammer it down your fucking throat. So I feel like he almost treats his audience stupid. Like, there's a scene where him and this girl are talking about, like, Superfly and all these movies. But every time they mention one, they literally put the movie poster up on the screen. You're too dumb to know who Pam Grier is, so here's a picture of Foxy Brown. You, as an audience member, you don't know Shaft, so here, let me show you a picture of Shaft.
Do you think it was more that and not stylistic?
It didn't work stylistically for me. I think it is a stylistic thing, and that's always my big problem with some of his movies, is just the style. But I thought you took very serious things, and there are some great scenes in it, but I don't know what he was trying to say with some of the scenes. Like, he would intercut back and forth, like the KKK watching Birth of a Nation versus it's not the Black Panthers, but it's a student union listening to somebody describe their experiences. But they intercut it. Like, when, you know, they put the fist up, they show the KKK doing it. It's like, are you trying to show that they're similar? Like, I don't know what you're trying to do here. And then after the end scene, they actually show recent footage, like of the Heather Heyer situation.
Mm-hmm.
They show that and like they freeze frame on people getting hit by the car. And I understand what you're trying to say. I just feel that, I don't know. It's like tonally, it's just weird. You took a comedy. It's a comedy. And then at the end, like completely shift tone. And they're like, no, this is real. Maybe don't have as much comedy in the movie. I thought it was a good movie. It was well acted. I just don't understand what he was trying to say tonally.
Maybe you're just not woke enough, Kyle.
No, and I will say, too, I am seeing this movie from a much different viewpoint than, you know, a lot of people would. And I get that. But I don't know. His tone was all over the place for me. But I still thought it was good. I'll give it like a 6.5, 6.6. Still thought it was a good movie. Some of the visual, like the floating down the hallway. I've never liked that stuff in his movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I've liked a lot of his movies, you know, but just some of the visual stuff, like Adam Driver is fantastic. I don't remember the main actors. Like, all the acting is great in it.
What's your favorite Spike Jonze movie?
My favorite Spike Jonze movie?
Mm-hmm.
Or Spike Lee movie? This was a Spike Lee movie. This wasn't Spike Jonze.
No, but they have the same first name. I want to know your Spike Jonze movie.
I don't know.
All right, what's your favorite Spike Lee movie?
Sabotage. It's my favorite Spike Jonze movie.
What's your favorite Spike Lee movie now?
Spike Lee movie? I don't know.
Mine's The Sweet Blood of Jesus.
You've never seen The Sweet Blood of Jesus?
I own it!
Oh, I know, but have you watched it?
No, I watched it.
Okay. I don't know. It depends on the mood. Like, when I really liked He Got Game, but I wouldn't say it's his best, you know.
Now, what's your favorite Spike Dudley thing?
3D.
Okay.
No, I thought I think it's important for people to watch. I almost feel with the subject matter, it should have been less comedy. And some of the editing was weird. Like,
yeah, but do you really want it to be that much of a fucking bummer movie?
No, I'm not saying it shouldn't be no comedy. It should be a little bit less.
Mm-hmm.
Because you almost make the KKK in this the comic relief.
Yeah, but shouldn't they be?
They should, but then you have such a tonal shift at the end.
Yeah.
Where it's serious. I I just think it should have been more balanced. I don't feel that the tone was balanced enough for the movie.
Do you think, kind of like, God, what's the movie with the KKK in it? And there's the whole, my wife forgot to cut the eye holes out.
Oh, God, I don't remember.
Was that, Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou? Was that in that movie?
It might have been. I haven't seen that in a long time. I
can't fucking remember.
No, I think it was an important film, and there are some very powerful fucking scenes in it. And I just think sometimes it was too heavy-handed. We got it. Most people that are going to go watch this movie feel the same way as Spike Lee. You know, the people that don't aren't going to watch a movie called Black Klansman. They're not going to go to that fucking movie. It's just not going to happen, you know? So I don't know. I just think a bit more balance in the tone would have been okay. And Topher Grace's David Duke was fucking weird.
Topher Grace is in it?
Topher Grace is David Duke.
Hell yeah.
But it was so hard to not see him as Topher Grace. And you're like, Topher, don't say those words, you know?
Because we talked about Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Real quick.
He's the best Venom.
Did you know that it just came out that I guess that during the Spider-Man Homecoming, they're going to have Topher Grace and Andrew Garfield show up as cameos, but then they didn't think people would get it. It's the most bizarre reasoning I've ever heard.
People would get it.
Yeah, like people have like forgotten about them.
But that's the point of a good cameo is the people that do get it.
I know.
Get it.
It's fucking stupid. Oh, one thing also with Spider-Man, real quick before I go on to the next movie.
They should have brought Jim Norton back. He had a little cameo on him. Yeah. I forgot.
Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse has the best after credit scene ever.
Does it?
Because it was actually funny. It was, they set up, there's going to be another Spooderman in the next movie, right?
Okay.
And he goes into the original animated Spider-Man. And the Spider-Man pointing at each other meme, they reenact it, and it's really funny.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Okay. I only have one more to talk about, so do your thing.
You only have one more?
Yeah, you know which one it is, because you watched it too. Well, we'll talk about that one last. Okay.
Yes, then I'll quickly go over the last two, because I really don't have too much to say about them. I watched Once Upon a Deadpool, which is just the PG-13 cut of Deadpool 2. And I thought it was a very fun way to rewatch it because it has...
And what a great tactic to get people's money twice from the same movie.
Yeah, exactly.
It's brilliant marketing.
I think it's a good way to rewatch it. I'm not real sure on... Because I'm pretty sure that you can like buy this. I don't know why this wasn't just a version that was on the Blu-ray.
Because I could make more money.
It was fine. It was Deadpool 2.
I wonder how many people went into it thinking it was going to be a different movie, though.
I think probably a lot did. I mean, there's definitely things that are changed.
Well, yeah. You would have to change some things majorly.
But I think ways that they changed things were clever. And I thought that the voiceover stuff and like the Fred Savage stuff was really fun. It was fun. I don't even remember what I gave Deadpool 2 because I'd just give this the same score.
Give me a fucking score.
I'll give it a 7. I watched...
Can I talk about UHF? I rewatched UHF. The Weird Al movie from the late 80s.
Oh, we can talk about UHF.
Still holds up.
Of course it does.
It's fucking funny.
It is very funny. It's
really good.
The movie's amazing.
I really liked UHF.
Especially because...
Hadn't seen it since I was a kid.
The one thing with Weird Al that really sucks is that he did not continue... Making movies, and he didn't continue really acting in much.
No, he's funny. Like, his music's still funny to me.
I'm
not going to score UHF, by the way. But I did rewatch it.
Weird Al as a person. I thought he was very funny when I was a child.
I'm going to give UHF a 7.6. Okay. I am scoring UHF.
Okay. It's fine.
I'll put it in this fucking list. I'll confuse the fuck out of people.
I don't really like his music, personally.
I like what it is. I loved it as a kid, and it's still the same. I don't go buy him and listen to him anymore, but I still respect it.
I wore fucking my Running with Scissors t-shirt like every day.
The fact that he's still going to this day is just great. You know, like how many musicians can say that they're still doing it? I know. I thought UHF was really funny.
Mm-hmm.
It's still so ridiculous and over the top.
It's wonderful.
But it's a great fucking movie.
What year did that come out?
It's like 89, 87.
See, I couldn't remember if it was in the 80s or if it was early 90s.
I don't know. It's on Amazon Video. You should go watch it if you haven't watched UHF. It's fucking weird. And it'll make you remember that Victoria Jackson exists.
So a movie that came out this year that I watched...
I figured if you could talk about a cult, and
yeah, well, that I was can talk my about fucking, UHF. That was my fault.
Yeah, I looked it up. I was like, it's nowhere near.
It's because I got fucking led astray by Reddit.
Yeah, you're fucking idiots.
Someone put it in the fucking 2018 movies. I thought that it came out.
No, it's 2009.
I watched the live action. Now, okay, I have only watched like two of these kinds of movies. I watched the live action version of Bleach because I love Bleach. I love the manga. And I thought it'd be interesting because the Japanese live action anime movies have pretty consistently not been shit on. Like, not everybody likes them necessarily, but nobody has, like, glaring hatred for them. I can kind of see why after watching this. It's fun.
Really?
It's fun. Because it is just a pretty faithful adaptation of the storyline, of the characters. They go through, you know, obviously kind of streamlining things for a fucking, you know, hour and 45 minute movie. It's not the whole story of Bleach, but you have, like, the main characters. I think the downside that is actually kind of a plus for me is how ridiculous the costumes are. Kind of liked it because it was like that level of cheese that I really like.
Okay.
It's like when I watch Kamen Rider and like Super Sentai where there's that...
It's pronounced hentai, Lincoln.
Where there's that awareness that I have of this is a fucking guy in a suit that I love. Because I grew up watching all this shit. And so how they look and how just it looks in general is like people in really high-level cosplay in a movie. And it worked for me. Because that's the thing that people don't like. Because they did like the Attack on Titan movie. They did the Death Note one a long time ago.
Oh, you're not talking about the Netflix one?
But I still haven't watched it. I
haven't either.
Then there's the fucking Full Metal Alchemist one that just came out. I haven't watched that. Lily watched it and she loved it.
Yeah, Ghost in the Shell.
No, Kyle, it's not the same. I thought Bleach was really fun. I don't want to call it great or anything like that. I just think I like these. I like the campiness of it and how it really is just an anime movie. I'd recommend it. I'd recommend it if you like Bleach. I don't know if you could really get too much out of it if you don't already like the subject matter. Kind of like the same with all the other ones.
Well, yeah, why would you watch them?
Yeah, I thought the special effects were good. I thought that the costumes were good. I thought the action was good. Yeah, it was fun. Okay. I'll give it like a 7.
Yeah, what else do you watch?
I watched a movie that we watched as well.
I thought you had another one in between there.
I do not have another one in between.
All right. Well, before we do that, I also watched Hateful Eight, another old one.
What the fuck? That's not even this. Whatever.
All doesn't right. matter. I watched it.
All right, go on.
Man, that movie's long as fuck.
Yeah, it's like 3 and a, it has a fucking intermission in it.
It is a long fucking movie. It doesn't on goddamn Netflix or Amazon or wherever.
Oh, does it not?
No.
I thought that it would have
fucking
it.
Goes.
I'm surprised it doesn't have
it. It has like a recap narrator.
Well, how long is the intermission?
I don't know. There wasn't one. It's Reservoir Dogs in the Old West.
But is it good?
The acting is amazing.
Okay.
It's Kurt Russell, Jennifer Jason Leigh, who I think steals the movie. Sam Jackson. Channing Tatum, who the movie's so long you forget he's in it. It's really good acting. It's fun if you like Tarantino. If you like Reservoir Dogs and you like Westerns and you've got 7 hours to kill. Well, I guess if you've got 7 hours to kill, you can watch Royal Rumble. Hey! Not talking about wrestling in this, though.
Nope.
But we did watch Royal Rumble.
We're not doing a fucking episode on it.
No, we're not.
Fuck it. Talking about an episode.
No, we're not doing wrestling episodes anymore. Fuck off.
Oh, hey, fuck you.
Can hey, I got a score of 8-8, son of a bitch.
Do it, you motherfucker.
I'll give it an 8-1.
All right.
I did enjoy it, but man, is it fucking long.
You know, you get two ridiculous out of 2018 things. I'll get one.
Yeah, then we're even, because you've already done one.
I'm going to do... What? Oh, I'll call it. Yeah, okay, yeah. So this is my other one. This is a weird one, Kyle. You ready? All right, so I have been suckered into watching... I don't know.
Are you watching all the Bad Ben movies? Because so help me God.
Well, yeah, of course I am. Don't you talk about it. No, I'm not going to fucking talk about it right now. All right, Kyle, this is something we've never talked about before. And the only reason why I want to talk about it now is because I thought it was really fucking good. Because it basically was just a movie, but not in the literal sense.
What a good selling point.
All right, let me explain. I watched a series on YouTube.
Okay.
That's why this is kind of a weird one.
Did you watch Marble Hornets?
I watched that like a million years ago when it came out.
That's the first one that came to mind.
No, so I've talked about it before how I like vampires, and there's a vampire tabletop RPG called Vampire the Masquerade.
Are you watching fucking...
I've been watching the fucking like Geek and Sundry playthrough.
Geek and Sundry? Okay.
So they've been doing this playthrough. with
we're talking about YouTube videos we watched.
Just hold on.
Jesus Christ.
Let me explain where the guy that is like running the game is the main writer for White Wolf.
Okay.
And he has actors doing the campaign. It's called LA by Night. It's really fucking good. Okay. And the reason why I don't talk about it is because it's like movie quality level storytelling in this fucking RPG YouTube series. It's insane. Like 9 out of 10. It was amazing.
You don't need to score.
I'm fucking scoring it, Kyle. And you can't stop me. I'm unshackled. I'm unchained, Kyle. It was great.
It's a fucking ridiculous thing that you're talking about.
It was great. You got to talk about Hateful Eight. I got to talk about
I got to talk about a movie.
I got to talk about a sick YouTube series.
YouTube series.
Sick. I normally don't talk about that because I'm not a huge YouTube guy. But you know what I am? A fucking lover of good storytelling and characters.
You're a fucking idiot. Should I talk about the basketball game I watched last night?
Yeah, you can. Who fucking played? You didn't watch basketball last night. You fucking liar.
Jazz and the Blazers.
You fucking liar.
I did. Now we're going to date it. It's Jazz Blazers. It's a good game. I also watched the IU game. IU fucking sucks right now, by the way. 7 in a row? Jesus Christ. Lost to fucking Rutgers. Pieces of shit.
So we did... Okay, so now the last thing is a movie that we both watched.
I just want to say...
What?
Everybody's fucking wrong. Everyone. Everyone is wrong. Wrong, Lincoln. They are wrong.
Okay. All right. Okay. That's a massive call out.
That is a call out. You're all fucking wrong. What did we watch, Lincoln?
So I wasn't actually originally going to watch this movie.
Should have fucking listened to me.
Well, no, I don't.
You should have listened to me. You know, you listen to fucking everything. Okay.
I don't regret watching the movie.
You should. You could have watched something good instead.
Let me explain. So Kyle hates Bird Box.
Fucking hate Bird Box.
But other people have told me that they loved it.
And they're wrong.
And I had to weigh in on the Bird Box fiasco.
And who was right?
I don't know if...
Who was right?
Well, here's the thing. I don't know. I don't think either of you are right.
You were wrong.
Because the thing about... So we haven't gone into spoilers.
It's the happening. Spoiler. It's the happening.
Well, yes and no. All right. Here's
my... It is. There's no no.
Well, here's the thing with Bird Box. I didn't like it really at all.
It's boring as fuck.
But there's things about it that I did like, and it's more so... Bird Box is a movie where a kind of good premise, and I mean kind of good because there need to be more...
Well, there need to be explanation of one thing in
particular. Well, no, but no, because it's very cosmic horror-y, but then it really kind of wasn't, and I wanted it to be more cosmic horror.
There's no horror in
it. Well, here's the one thing that I will say is that I see all of these people, and I see this all the fucking time, whenever there's any kind of unexplainable horror or, like, madness or something like
that's
that.
Lovecraft.
How it's Lovecraft.
This is not...
Fuck off, because I'm so sick of all you dumb motherfuckers that have never read H.P.
There's
Lovecraft...
There's nothing Lovecraft in this.
...telling me that this is a fucking Lovecraft
movie. Well, Lovecraft is known for his unseen monsters.
Well, yes and no. The thing with it... All right, here's the thing, you motherfuckers, because I know one of you is listening to this is like... Oh, well, Bird Box was definitely Lovecraftian horror because it was all about that they see something and it turns them mad and you have da, 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 da. No. In fucking Lovecraft, the reason why that he didn't tell you what the creatures looked like is because he wanted you, who's reading the book, to imagine a horror that's unthinkable. That's how it works with literature and works with Lovecraft. You fucking moron. Stop saying this is a Lovecraft
it's
movie.
It's not.
I'm sick of it.
This is the happening.
This
unseen horror makes people kill themselves.
The
it's
thing
the happening.
Is, this could have been a... If you wanted to spin this as like a Lovecraft movie, you could. It was there as... Because in my head, when I was doing like my Lincoln rewrite of Bird Box, I was thinking it would be cooler if we make it more sci-fi... And make it so that staring at...
A blindfolded Sandra Bullock?
What if, like, the sun just causes you to go mad? Like, what if just the sun that brings us life, now it causes everyone to go mad so they live in complete
darkness?
Except
for the people it doesn't.
But then, yeah, but then there's
That's the thing I think needed to
There's no fucking rules to it. Because, initially, you gotta go with one or the other.
You have to have rules in a horror movie.
there's no rules because some people look at whatever they're looking at, which is unexplained, which needed to be explained, at least what it is that they're looking at that's causing them, they kill themselves. But then it switches into, it just turns them into a cult member that gets other people some to people. Look at something, but it's not explained.
And that's the biggest threat in the movie until it's not. It's a convenient threat when they need something to happen.
It was a very frustrating movie.
It's boring.
The one thing with Bird Box is that this is a very mediocre movie that was like memed and used as really ingenious viral marketing for people to give a shit about it. When if this were released in theaters to people that paid money to see it,
nobody would be talking.
We would not see this reaction to it.
Because it's not that good. It's not good.
I will say the only thing I kind of disagree with, not on the, it's not like, I'm not going to disagree with that. I actually kind of liked the third act, but I liked it more so because it was the only part of the movie that felt focused.
Yeah.
The beginning of the movie is so laughably everywhere that it was refreshing when it like basically just turned into another movie. And I thought that surviving with the kids, it reminded me of like, boy and girl reminded me of like A Quiet Place, and how that movie succeeded so well because of how laser focused it was on what story it was telling and what characters it was telling.
Mm-hmm.
But with Bird Box, there was no focus.
No, and I think one of the big moments people talk about, spoilers for Bird Box, one of the big moments is when her boyfriend guy dies. Why is that a surprise? Because it cuts forward and back in time.
Constantly.
We know he's not with her.
And that was so aggravating.
We know that from the beginning.
That was such a fucking weird story. I don't know why they did that.
And then it's like they didn't know how to kill him, so they did it in a lame fucking way after 5 years of dealing with this. He just decides to all of a sudden, oh, I'm going to take these people off and then take my blindfold off. The fuck would he do that? It was bad editing. Because he said he would do that, and then the cult people go, there's a woman and kids. Have them see them. So then he feels the need to stay. And the ending's fucking stupid. They have a thing with the little girl you think she saw, but that goes nowhere.
Yeah.
Like,
Well, and then also a big thing, and it's one of the only parts that So I liked... I liked the parts with just the four, like the Sandra Bullock, whatever his name is, and whatever the kids' names are.
Boy and
girl. I liked that. For the same reason why I liked A Quiet Place.
Did you like when both women went into labor at the same time?
That was fucking so dumb, and I was so mad. Because, of course, you see it's like, okay, so the pregnant chick's going to die. Eventually, she's going to give the baby, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
because
you know that's how Sandra Bullock ends up with two kids.
All fucking tension is gone in it.
Well, and the thing, too, is at the end, Sandra Bullock names the kids. And she's like, it's this shitty fucking lame metaphor for her becoming a good parent. That's really the movie. But she's such a bad... At the end, it makes it seem like she cared about the original pregnant woman who had picked names for her girl.
Yeah, I thought...
she didn't give it to her.
Yeah, as soon as she named him...
It should have been Ariel or one of the...
Cinderella.
They were all Disney princesses. No, you didn't care, you dumb bitch. You would have named the kid what the mom wanted her to fucking be named.
That was so weird because I thought that's... what they were going to do because they had the fucking conversation.
And then
he
confused
names.
The fucking boy when he named him after his dad or who he grew up with, who he would have thought was his dad.
Just kind of weird.
It ends with her going to a sanctuary and it's blind people. So they're okay. Even though you've already established there's a killer cult out there.
Well, yeah. And also like, so was it just the fucking rapids? That's the thing that people can't see it. How do people not know that they're there? What? Why is it all hunky dory? I don't know. I blacked out during half this goddamn movie.
This is a rapid, even though they made it just fine.
Well, another part. So one of the characters, you know, the one that they think he's fine and then he's like crazy.
Yeah.
The thing that was stupid about that, too, is that they broke their rules.
Mm-hmm.
Because he shows up and they look in his eyes and they're perfectly fine. And then when they decide that it's time for him to be evil, then he's evil.
Yeah.
That was really frustrating.
It doesn't follow any rules.
It's just hard to understand what's supposed to be happening in this universe when everything's unexplained. And like people keep saying that that's a good thing about it. And while I agree that in movies you shouldn't have to explain everything,
you still need rules.
You need rules. But I like the third act.
It's not good, though. It's just better than the other two.
Yeah, because the third act turns into a different movie, and I thought the entire sequence of the... All right, so the entire sequence of them being in labor with the crazy guy...
It's fucking stupid.
No, I liked it. I will disagree with you on that. The reason why I liked it was because that was the closest to over-the-top cosmic horror that I thought the movie was going to do. And yeah. It was the closest to something that I would enjoy in another setting. Like, if that entire sequence happened in The Void, it would be great.
I guess one of my biggest problems with the movie is nothing happens.
Well, things happen, but nothing has reason to happen.
Did you care about when Sarah Paulson's character died?
No, I didn't care when any of these fucking characters died.
I don't know why you cast somebody like Sarah Paulson and have her be the first. Oh, it's shock value, I guess, that she died. But keep your good actors in there.
And then I didn't understand why they had so many fucking characters at the beginning.
And just to kill them off.
And none of them were good at all. They're just all cliches.
Yeah.
And I hate, oh my God.
It would have been, my problem with all those characters is you kept cutting to it's later, it's just Sandra Bullock and the two kids. Well, now I know all these characters die. I don't care about them. I suddenly don't care about your movie. Let's get to the part where she's with the two kids.
And that was weird. I think that...
Why would you cut back and forth like that? Just tell a linear movie.
Yeah, other than obviously just like redoing the entire what the fuck is happening, like the reasons for things happening, I just don't quite get why it wasn't a movie with Sandra Bullock and the two children surviving in this situation that's happening.
And just start the movie where shit's already went down.
And then done.
You just find out through dialogue and things of what happened.
Just, you can't look at the sun because then you'll try to kill yourself. That's it.
They just travel at night.
Oh, yeah, true. Well, no. But then, no. That would work because it could be during the night, that's when all of the people go out. So then you're dealing with, like, fucking raiders. You're dealing with shitty people. Everybody that's trying to kill. So during the night, it's like, that's the most dangerous time. But during the day, you can go out, but you can't see anything because otherwise then you'll kill
yourself. Love all the shots that we got to see through the blindfold?
Oh, you mean just like the muffled, like...
I hated that. It was so...
See, look at that. We just made a better premise.
It was so ridiculous how many times we, as the audience, were blindfolded. Mm-hmm. It's fucking... Most of the movie is just watching people stumble around in the woods.
So yeah, it would be like during the day, the reason why the Sandra Bullock and the kids are going out is because they can't do it during the night, because during the night, they're just going to get fucking killed.
But a blindfold wouldn't keep you from the sun. We could see through the blindfold.
Well, no, but that's fine because it needs to be like some kind of cosmic horror thing where it's some entity that's, you know, reflecting off the sun. So it's not necessarily...
Like, I was okay with not seeing the entity. Mm-hmm. I just wish they would have explained more the crazy cult people.
I guess in the book, I don't know. I didn't even know that it was a book.
And the end was so lackluster. It just ended.
I looked at...
Wouldn't it have been better if she got there and no one was there?
Well, so in the book, I guess that the entities actually are physical creatures. That, like, you, if you look at them, then you turn crazy, which...
But in this, it's more like they just show you your biggest fear.
So I'll give you that it's Lovecraftian in the book, because that is kind of a Lovecraftian thing, but not in the movie. But I guess the ending is way different in the book, because they go there, and while it is a school of the blind, it's primarily like half blind people and half people that blinded themselves out of fear of, you know, the outside. And then she doesn't trust them at all, and it's really not really happy. And they're like, well, I guess we're going to stay here for a while. They don't know what the fuck's going on. Like, there's still, like, an underlying fear that this is, like, a cult thing.
This is like, oh, go play with the
kids.
It
was way too happy. Is that just because this is Netflix? This is for middle-aged moms?
As a movie, it was nothing special. It wasn't original. Basic premise, I will stick with, it's The Happening. An unseen force makes you kill yourself.
Do you think I'd be sued if I wrote a short story about the sun making people want to kill themselves?
Why would you?
What?
Why would you be sued?
Because it's close to Bird Box.
M. Night didn't sue him. He made a movie where plants made you kill themselves.
Is this true?
an unseen force, which if you really want to break that movie down, just because they say it's the plants doesn't mean it is. But there's no, like, theorizing of the characters in this. They just kind of roll with it. I don't know.
How you loved it.
No, I didn't at all.
You fucking loved it.
I didn't. And I bought into the hype. That's why I watched it. I was like, man, people won't shut up about this fucking movie. I
told you, that's where they fucking memed it into...
But it didn't get memed until after people had already watched it.
Yeah, but so much of that shit was so easily corporate meaning.
I think the biggest thing they did to get people to watch it was Sandra Bullock. They had a real main actress in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And she was good. It's Sandra Bullock. I think she's a great actress.
How is Sandra Bullock still hot?
She is fucking hot. She gets hotter.
Do you know how old she is? She's like 57.
She's fucking hot.
I know. God bless her plastic surgeon.
I know. I thought she was good in it. I thought the acting, for the most part, was good in it. The kids didn't talk a lot, so they were fine. I just don't get the fucking hype of Bird Box. I didn't enjoy it at all. What do you want to get Bird Box, Lincoln?
You
take your little fucking notey notes over there.
Four.
Four? I'm giving it a 3-1. I didn't enjoy it at all. I have so many problems with it as a film. But the premise is enough there that I might read the book one day. Because I liked the premise of the movie. And I didn't even know that going into it. I was just like, this bitch is blindfolded. I don't know what's going on. I'm going to watch it. She's in a boat.
Try to get you.
Like when they had the guy attack her in the boat. Like, what was that for? Oh, you were just so this artificial threat.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't feel he needed that in this movie.
Kyle, you loved it.
No, it was also...
I'm going to make sure that on our Letterboxd, I change it to you giving it a 5 out of 5.
I'll just change the password.
But what if I change it first?
I'll just report that our account was hacked.
I'll hack it again.
No, you won't. You're too lazy.
Well, Kyle, those are movies that we saw.
Yeah. We're going to keep watching them, but... For now, we're done with 2018.
Mm-hmm. I just want to move on.
Yeah.
Moving forward.
We're ready to go watch Glass and some other terrible shit. Oh, fuck. We watched Overlord.
Oh, shit. That's right. Oh, my God. Okay, yes. Overlord. It was great. I loved it. I loved every second of it.
It was really fucking fantastic. We did an episode on this, and I won't lie. I fucked up on the password on the computer and got locked out, so I can't get to the episode. So... It's too late now. If we can ever get to it again.
If we can get to it again.
Then I will fucking put it out for the masses.
It was great.
Russell's kid was great.
I don't remember what I gave it.
I don't either. We'll just give it something new. Doesn't matter.
I loved it. It was an 8 out of 10.
Yeah, 8. I'm going to give it like 8.2.
It was so much fun.
It's ridiculous.
It was what Cure for Wellness should have been.
I don't know why we're rushing through it all of a sudden.
Because we have an episode about it. We don't want to talk about it a million times.
Who knows if they'll ever fucking hear it.
It was great. Overlord.
Yeah, go watch it. It's a lot of fun. It's like Wolfenstein in movie form.
On to 2019!
We gotta talk about our best and worst first. We're gonna have to talk about Slenderman again.